Hello and welcome to the Office Dev Show, the show all about Office 365 development. And here with me today, I have Richard DiZarega and Tim McConnell. And today is a bit of a special show. We're going to actually transition because I've taken on a new role in our comms department, working on everything developer evangelist focused. So really still sticking in the developer space, but taking it up a bit of a level and focusing on the PR and how we appear in a lot of the comm space for devs. But Richard will be taking on the show and doing it a lot of justice.
Well, I hope I can. I mean, you've done a great job getting the show popular, and feel like I'm a step down from Sonia, but hopefully I'll carry the torch and we'll do some cool shows.
Well, half of it was the getting started, which was all you. So
yeah, we're gonna keep doing that, more hands-on coding stuff. So
very cool.
It'll be
like today, we're gonna show some great stuff with Dialog API.
That's right. We just created this.
So. Just happened.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not gonna know what to do at the beginning of the shows now.
Don't do the what to do with my hands. What do I do with my hands?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Yeah. I know. I think you'll do great.
Cool. Well,
thank you for taking it on, by the way.
Yeah. Excited to do so.
Yeah.
So today we're going to actually jump into the add-in space. We did a little bit of add-in stuff last year, and that's picked up a lot of steam. A lot of developers are getting doing more with add-ins. I mean, if you think about the opportunity, there's 1.2 billion users of Office. And so if we can allow those developers to come in and kind of put their own spin, their own customization inside of Office, that's a huge market that they have to target. And over time, we've added new ways that developers can do that. So, you know, we started with pretty basic things like task panes and doing like a content add-in. There's some special things inside of Outlook that you can do with a mail add-in. But today we're going to talk about kind of a brand new shape. And that is actually being able to leverage a dialog inside of your add-in. So Tim, I know you are on the team that's kind of worked on this. Yep. What's the thought behind this dialog? What are some of the kind of ways that you see this being leveraged by developers?
Yeah, well, in many ways, people are familiar with dialogs already in their applications. And we imagine that for add-ins, you use dialogs the same way you have been using them. So to pop up information to the users with an alert, to pop up information to the users to review, maybe to give the user a picker, to make a choice, or in some cases, something more advanced, like doing authentication scenarios.
Yeah, the auth one has been a really popular one. It's a little bit more complex, and we'll talk about that later. But really, like you said, this dialogue wasn't just about auth. It's about all these different scenarios that that developers might want to leverage. Mm-hmm. So I thought we'd start with just let's try coding. Let's see how easy it is to leverage this dialogue API. And this is on very little practice here, so we'll see if we can't make this work really easily. And so you mentioned pickers. I think that's an interesting one. Obviously, you know, you have a certain amount of real estate inside of an add-in. However, you know, if you think about add-in being on different size devices, or you know, maybe you want some sort of UI control that maybe needs more screen real estate, like maybe something like picking a color or picking an image, that would be maybe a good candidate for using this dialogue API. So I thought maybe we'd do that. We'd take like a color scenario. I want to select a color, and I want to use that dialog API to do that. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it's going to be kind of a visual picker. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, if it were a simple picker, we could just put a drop-down list in our ad, and that'd be easy. But since this is visual, it's a really good candidate for using that dialog API. Mm-hmm. And so what I've done is I've added a color picker button to my add-in. And I've already added a little bit of script just to kind of wire up the click event on that button. What we want to do is just add that dialog script to launch it here when that button is clicked. Mm-hmm. Now, the only other thing I did to set this up is that in my HTML page, we're in the process of rolling out this dialog API. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so in this case, I am actually pointing to the beta version of Office.js. So by the time you view this video, this is probably something that will already be slipstreamed into Office.js. But how this template is set up in Visual Studio, I'm just kind of circumventing the version they were using to use beta. But in this case, it's really simple to be able to go and leverage this API. So I'll zoom in here, and let's just go ahead, and I have a code snippet for this, so we'll just do a Control X. And here's my open dialogue. And you can see the snippet is asking for a few things. The actual script to initiate that dialogue is just office.context.ui and then display dialogue async. Mm-hmm. So this looks really similar to the other things that I do inside of add-ins. So things like get selected data async.
Exactly.
Here it's just display dialogue async. And it has a few properties. So it's going to have things like what's the URL I want to load into this. And so in this case, I'm going to go ahead and put our URL. We're debugging this in localhost. So we're going to do localhost. And I believe I'm on port 44300, not 200. And then it's a colors.html. And I'll zoom in so you can see all that. So I have this colors.html page, just the page that I want to load in the dialogue. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe I'm not limited to just local pages. I could go external if I wanted to.
That's correct. You can open a dialogue to any any location that's on the trusted app domains list in the add-in manifest.
And that's documented in the GitHub repo as well.
Right. Correct.
And that's going to get really important once we start going into maybe some of those more complex auth scenarios that we'll take a look at later. Mm-hmm. Cool. So in this case, I've done that. I've already specified a height and a width. And now this is the percentage on the screen. So it's saying 40% for height and width. And then the last thing is, now this is optional. You could just launch the dialogue and just leave it launched. But in this case, we want data back from it, right?
Absolutely.
And so we're actually using a handler. So on the dialogue, I'm saying go and add a handler. And we're adding the dialogue message received handler. So that's what that's saying is I want to listen for any data coming back. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call it callback. Nothing fancy here. But we do also need to define that. So I'm going to go up here to the top and we'll just say function callback. And it's going to get some results that we send back, some sort of data that we're going to process. So without doing anything, why don't we just kind of see if our dialogue launches? That's what we're hoping for at this point. And so I'll just go ahead and press play. And that should initiate this add-in inside of the Word client. Now, what's cool is I'm using some of the new templates, and they mm-hmm. add some cool stuff. So like, what sort of coolness am I seeing here by using the new templates?
Well, you can see up in the ribbon, up in the corner, there's a new add-in command that allows you to show the task pane, the new add-in you just built. So let's click on that.
That's pretty cool. We'll do a show about this in the future. And the neat thing about this is that can be my logo up there. And again, 1.2 billion users, mm-hmm. and my logo can be like there on the home tab. I mean, that's pretty awesome. So I'll go ahead and click on this to launch my task pane. Really simple little add-in command here, add-in. I'm just going to click on the pick color button. And what should happen is it should launch our dialogue, and we have a really simple little kind of color selector.
Absolutely.
It's pretty, isn't it?
It is very
It has red. I know you're a fan of red.
It does have red.
And so what we want to do is select a color, send that back to our add-in. And mm-hmm. so let's look at how complex that is. Actually, it's really even more simple than dealing with the launch of the add-in. So if I were to kind of close this out here, let's go to our colors.html page. And I started out by just putting a little bit of script here to kind of simplify things. So I have just our office.initialize. Anything that I'm going to load that's going to use any of those Office.js components, I need to do that, right?
Yes, right, in that function, yep.
Yeah, so office.initialize, and then I have my document ready. And really, I'm not doing a whole lot in there. What I have already set up is a picker function that's going to pass a color. And so what I want to do is in that picker function, I'm going to insert another quick snippet here, which is my close dialogue. And you can see this is, again, it's using office.context.ui, and it's saying message the parent. Now, again, you guys did a really good job from an engineering standpoint to make this similar to other dialogue type of things, right? If I were doing a normal window.open in HTML and I wanted to send data back, I'd do like a post message where I'd send data back
exactly.
to the parent.
Yes, and we designed the API to be very similar to existing JavaScript APIs, but also keeping it internal so we can control more of the internal implementation and the way that we interact on different platforms like Windows, iOS, Android, Macintosh, all those things.
That's right, yeah. I mean, you're talking here that, you know, it is web technology, but things get a little different from you go from platform to platform, and mm-hmm. if you can control that experience, it's going to be better for developers.
Absolutely.
Right, so in this case, we just want to pass back a JSON string of some data. And so in this case, we could set up maybe a response here. So we'll just say var response. And we can set this up. We'll maybe put a status. And we're just going to kind of hard code this to success. And then maybe we'll put a color. And we'll make that equal to the color that gets passed in. And then what I'm going to simply do in here is just do a JSON.stringify on it. And we'll pass in that response. So that's it. That sends that data back. And then I can close my dialog and kind of be on my way. Mm-hmm. But we want to actually see that data as it comes back. So let's go back to our original kind of home page. And we have this callback function. And so if I were to just put a quick, I'm just going to put something just to kind of initiate a breakpoint. And let's just kind of see if we get data back from this. So we'll go ahead and press play. Again, we're going to load that. We're going to load the word client to be able to test this in. Go ahead and launch it here. And so this time we should have kind of that full round trip. We'll go ahead and say pick color. There's our kind of color selection. We'll go with red. So I'll go ahead and click red. And here, if I were to go and look in the result, what you can see, and it's kind of hard to see on screen, but if you zoom in, we can see that success, and we can see that the color was red. So at this point, I could do anything with that I wanted. Maybe I want to change the background color of my add-in or inject something red into Word. Mm-hmm. But with like 2-3 lines of script, I've done a full round trip with the Dialog API.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Now, there is kind of the more complex usage of this that was really something that we wanted to be able to handle with this Dialog API.
Yes.
Maybe talk a little bit about kind of what that is, Tim.
Yeah, so basically with add-ins, there's always been a challenge, and we've tried to provide guidance, and Richard, you provided some yourself, on how to help people with authentication scenarios. And the reason why authentication is not always simple with add-ins is because they run inside of a web context. And when you think about the web and when you think about authentication, sometimes you have to go to places you were not anticipating. And all add-ins today require that you say, here's an app domains list, these are the known places you want to go to. Yeah. And if your company is like Microsoft and you have a federated authentication, then maybe you'll get redirected to somewhere that you didn't know about coming in. We run into this with any education partner where schools have all kinds of different places where they trigger sign-on. That's one of the challenges, is preparing your add-in for navigation to unknown places. And then there are also challenges just with trusted sites doing cross-domain behaviors, all of those things. And our add-in API is designed to protect the developer from those complications and just flow the information smoothly.
Yeah, and just to illustrate a few of those challenges, right, is if you're new to add-in development, any domain that you're going to launch, that you're going to display in that dialog or in that kind of UI, mm-hmm. right, if it's a task pane, anything that I'm going to display there, I have to specify in my manifest. Mm-hmm. I have to say, this is a domain that I expect to load.
Yes.
Right? And so let me just kind of illustrate this really simply. I'm going to jump over here to a browser, and I'm just going to go to maybe Outlook. Now, I could guess Outlook.office.com. That's pretty easy to, if I wanted to, right. like, mm-hmm. load some of that. And even login.microsoftonline.com. So this is kind of the typical first place you go to sign in. But I'm going to do something. I'm going to go ahead and type in my Microsoft alias here. Probably going to get a bunch of email here. But anyway, watch what happens when I tab. It's going to check that domain, and it's going to say, wait a second. Microsoft uses their own sign-in federated process. And so now I'm on like a Microsoft-specific domain. There's mm-hmm. no way as a developer I could have guessed and put that in my manifest. Mm-hmm. So there's really no way around this challenge inside the add-in. Mm-hmm. Like, you just can't achieve it. And the other interesting thing from an auth standpoint is a lot of sign-in screens, they don't like to be framed. That looks like someone is trying to quick jack mm-hmm. and steal someone's credentials. And so a lot of times, you'll run into a sign-in screen. If you try to load it in an add-in, in the like Win32 client, not that big of a deal that's because right. it's a browser control, but when you go into Office Online, that's actually an iframe, and it'll say, whoa, wait a second. Right. I can't even display in here.
It won't even show.
Exactly. That's right. So I'm trying to simplify a little bit, but that auth scenario is quite complex, and we had patterns up until now that were also quite complex. We had people like creating sockets to send things behind the scenes because, you know, even if I do something like a pop-up, I'm not guaranteed that I'm going to be able to talk between the two because of like security zones and stuff. So I thought I'd show an example of actually doing auth with one of this new Dialog API. So let's jump back over here. This happens to be a scenario it's a Visual Studio Code sample. It's something that we'll point to in the show notes where you can go and pull this down and actually build this. But this is using Office.js or ADAL.js to be able to authenticate the user and call into the Microsoft Graph. And so we're using this Dialog API, and if there's a lot going on this page here, but ultimately what we're doing is we're using that ADAL.js to get a token. And a token is kind of our keys to the kingdom and when it comes to calling different APIs. But once I get that token back, we're sending it. You can see the exact same code we were using before, office.context.ui message parent. So we're sending a token back from our dialog to our main add-in so that we can leverage that token and be able to call into any of those graph APIs. So let's take a look at kind of what this looks like. This happens to be in Excel. So I'm just going to open up Excel here. And I'm just going to open up a blank workbook. I happen to, when I'm testing different add-ins, you can use things like a SharePoint add-in library or a special type of site collection. Now we have a really great ability when you're debugging in a browser, you can just upload your manifest into things like OneDrive and be able to test those scenarios. We might look at that in a future session video as well. Yep. But in this case, I'm just going to use I have a simple app share that I've set up. And so you can see I have this shared folder area. And here's this thing called Contact Cleanup. And I'm going to go ahead and load this add-in. This is really, really simple, but what it's going to say is, we need you to sign in to Office 365. Now, all that rant we went on just a minute ago, I'm not going to be able to just load that sign-in screen into the test pane.
Yeah. Nope.
So here's where that Dialog API is going to come into play. When I click on this, it's going to launch that Dialog. And here it's going to say signing into Office 365, and I get my sign-in screen.
Yes.
So we'll go ahead and sign in with some of our credentials that we have here. And once this finishes, it's going to take just a second, but you can see it actually went and got data out of Office 365. It got all the contacts that I have, and I can simply go through and clean these up. I can see Sonia. I could probably delete Sonia as a contact since she's leaving us. No, I'm just kidding. I won't do that. But the idea is that we were able to leverage that Dialog API to do that full auth flow where it's safe. That Dialog is a safe place for me to do all the redirects. And even if ADFS had been involved, a federated login scenario, I could handle that there. And then within my add-in, I can simply just use my tokens and get to data.
And we didn't talk about it, but you also, and again, you can see it on the GitHub documentation, but you also automatically close the dialog as soon as you receive that message. You just said, oh, great, I've got my message. I don't need the dialog anymore. You close it down, and then you moved on with your code execution.
That's right, and I could probably find that pretty quickly here if we went to code. If I go to my home.js, you can see here's where I'm actually getting my data back. So you can see this dialog message received. I'm checking for success. That wasn't something that we did before because it was kind of hard-coded. But once everything's good, I can simply just say dialog.close. It's that simple.
Yep.
Cool.
Very cool stuff.
Well, this opens up a whole kind of new realm for developers to do new things and add-ins. I'm excited to see how it's used.
As am I.
But I'm sad. I'm sad, Sonia.
Tell the folks about other shows that you've lined up.
Oh, I don't even remember them all offhand, but we have lots of great things lined up. I'm going to make sure that we, you know, put out some really cool scenarios where you can get the code, you can go build it on your own. So we have things around, you know, leveraging things like add-in commands. We saw that in the sample here today. You know, things like working with some of the new Skype SDKs, being able to work with new things in the graph, like new endpoints and webhooks and
connectors
and working with the Excel APIs, which are really cool.
The Excel APIs are really cool.
So yeah, lots of cool things lined up. So definitely hang out. And I guess I'll stick to your saying and say happy coding.